the actual definition of right speech, which is in the Machima 41, and this discourse, Machima 41, is to the Brahmins of Sala, and they're asking the Buddha, you know, what's the reason, what's the condition, why different people go to different destinations after death, or receive different fruits of their actions. And the Buddha points to two sort of categories. I mean, in this, there's a kusala and akusala kamapada, which are the basis of action, wholesome basis of action, unwholesome basis of action for body, speech, and mind. And I won't go over the aspects. People can read it themselves, Majjhima 41. but there's three bases of skillful bodily action, and three bases of unskillful and skillful, and it's around the first three precepts, the refraining from taking of life, refraining from taking what isn't given, refraining from sexual misconduct. But in the refraining, then the Buddha points to the benefits, in the sense that, say, with the first, that abandoning the taking of life, abstaining from taking life, so he dwells with his rod laid down, in the sense of any kind of weapon or aggressive things, knife laid down, scrupulous, merciful, compassionate for the welfare of all living beings. That's the goal, the skillful result of that, the skillful purpose. And similarly with the other two. But then there's the skillful verbal action, it's also helpful to when the Buddha speaks of the skillful and the unskillful, oftentimes, you know, his baseline is for the skillful is a refraining from a particular unskillful action, and that's a really important, framework or basis, because you can't mandate people to do good. Right? You can't say you've got to be kind and compassionate all the time, but you can at least refrain from killing each other. and it's a great start, and it's measurable, so refraining from that, then it opens up the possibility for the benefits to arise, and then one starts to see the fruits of that. And so that's in these 10 courses of wholesome action, they're all and they're couched in terms of the refraining, but the Buddha points to the benefits. So it's an important aspect in the sense, because sometimes, to create a mandate whereby, I mean, it's exactly, how, say, Judeo-Christian religion and philosophy ends up, and psychology ends up in so much guilt, because they're mandated to do something, and of course you can't live up to that. It's idealized. Just by refraining, then one can start to create this cultivation of what is skillful and delight in that skillfulness and build on that skillfulness. So anyway, there's four courses of skillful verbal action. And it says, there is the case where a certain person abandoning false speech, of course that's the first criterion is of unskillful, is one who engages in false speech. Abandoning false speech, abstains from false speech. When he has been called to a town meeting, a group meeting, a gathering of his relatives, his guild, or of the royalty, if he is asked as a witness, come and tell, good man, what you know. If he doesn't know, he says, I don't know. If he does know, he says, I know. If he hasn't seen, he says, I haven't seen. If he has seen, he says, I have seen. Thus, he doesn't consciously tell a lie for his own sake, for the sake of another, for the sake of any reward. Abandoning false speech, he abstains from false speech. He speaks the truth, holds to the truth, is firm, reliable, no deceiver of the world. That's a very beautiful description, and that's something that's, I mean, in the sense that you keep practicing with it, you can do that. Abandoning divisive speech, he abstains from divisive speech. What he has heard here, he doesn't tell there to break those people apart from these people here. What he has heard there, he doesn't tell here to break these people apart from those people there. Thus reconciling those who are broken apart or cementing those who are united, he loves concord, delights in concord, enjoys concord, speaks things that create concord. And because sometimes divisive speech, can actually be true. somebody did say something, somebody did do something, but you pick that up and you go tell it over there, and it's to the wrong people at the wrong time with the wrong intention. I told the truth. But, well, that's divisive speech. That's one of the precepts is okay. Or one of these courses of skillful verbal action is to recognize, to cultivate speech that fosters concord and harmony. Abandoning abusive speech, he abstains from abusive speech. He speaks words that are soothing to the ear, that are affectionate, that go to the heart, that are polite, appealing, and pleasing to people at large. Abandoning idle chatter, he abstains from idle chatter. He speaks in season, speaks what is factual, what is in accordance with the goal, the Dhamma, and the Vinaya. He speaks words worth treasuring, seasonable, reasonable, circumscribed, connected with the goal. This is how there are four sorts of Dhamma conduct, a conduct, harmonious conduct with speech. So that... definition of right speech is a really helpful aspect of the what will foster the Well, I mean, there's external harmony, but of course there's going to be an internal well-being when one is has focused one's attention in ways that are skillful, that are wholesome. It's a natural result that arises. So it's both for an external benefit, but also the internal benefit of clarity and calm that arises.